Welcome to the Earth Observatory of Singapore's podcast series, Climate Impact Asia. Today, we're talking with Principal Investigator Adam Switzer from the Earth Observatory of Singapore, who leads their coastal hazards research team. Adam and his team are constantly evaluating the data from their numerous research projects and labs across the region to better comprehend the threats posed to coastal communities, from the hazards of typhoons, tsunamis, and more recently, sea level rise. Their research work influences government policy and long-term thinking on building resilient coastal communities and helps guide engineering and architectural design principles and the necessary changes needed to be made in new housing and infrastructure projects, just as some examples. Let me start by introducing Adam and telling you a little bit about him. Adam Switzer is an associate professor and an associate chair at the Asian School of the Environment at Nanyang Technological University, Singapore, and a principal investigator at the Earth Observatory of Singapore. Adam and his team work in more than 9 countries across Asia, and his research interests include storm surges, tsunamis, and sea level, along with multi-hazard interactions. He's primarily a geoscientist, with interests in studying coastal regions, both their geomorphology and historical paleoenvironments and natural hazards, to better understand the nature and probabilities of typhoons and tsunamis across Southeast Asia in the future. Adam is an internationally recognized expert in coastal hazards, like tsunamis and typhoons, and has set up coastal labs across Southeast Asia. His work has contributed significantly to multiple studies in the region, including the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami and Typhoon Yolanda in the Philippines. Now, with multiple research projects in 7 different Asian countries across Southeast Asia, I look forward to discussing coastal hazards of concern in the region and the critical research work being undertaken by Principal Investigator Adam Switzer and his team from the Earth Observatory of Singapore. Welcome, Adam. I'm interested to understand why you've created coastal labs in the region and the important role they're playing in better understanding hazards like typhoons and tsunamis.
At the Earth Observatory of Singapore, we have established a number of coastal research sites to investigate the geological record of coastal hazards, such as storms and tsunamis in Southeast Asia. The coastal lab works throughout Southeast Asia, looking at storms and tsunamis and the impact on coastal communities. Our primary focus is Southeast Asia. One of the reasons that I'm based in Singapore is because it's just such an amazing opportunity to work in countries that are developing their coastlines very quickly and face so many perils and challenges.
Who works with you in these coastal labs, and what hazards do you focus on in the region?
The lab's research group is brought in from all over the world, and we currently study the beaches, coastlines, reef, and low-lying areas in more than 10 different countries throughout the region. In terms of coastal hazards, the primary ones we look at are storm surges from typhoons in Southeast Asia or cyclones, and tsunamis. So we have a variety of aspects that we look at the coast. We look at individual events, so we go and try and work out what happened when a tsunami or a storm surge strikes a particular coastline. We also try and work out what's happening in the future in terms of what will happen to a coastline with rising sea level or changing storm tracks. And so there's a variety of geological and statistical techniques that we use, modeling techniques using computer modeling, to try and address both the challenges of the past and work out what happened, and then try to predict what was likely to happen in the future.
What do you see as the biggest challenges moving into the future for coastal communities?
I think the biggest challenges will be coming to terms with rising sea level for much of the Southeast Asian coastline, and also changing storm tracks and perhaps the change in intensity of storms, and also the dual effect of increasing coastal populations. As more people move to the coast and as those populations grow, then you're putting more people at risk day by day.
What are some of the aspects you look at when you're in the field rather than in a lab?
So we have a variety of aspects that we look at the coast. We look at individual events. So we go and try and work out what happened when a tsunami or a storm surge strikes a particular coastline. We also try and work out what's happening in the future in terms of what will happen to a coastline with rising sea level or changing storm tracks. And so there's a variety of geological and statistical techniques that we use, modeling techniques using computer modeling, to try and address both the challenges of the past and work out what happened, and then try to predict what was likely to happen in the future.
Researching past events seems a very important part of your research to build models for future predictions. Why is this?
It really is important that we understand the past in order to prepare for the future. That's a very important point to make. You know, we need to make sure that we've really understand what's happened in the past, because many of these communities have experienced tsunamis or storm surges in the past, and we need to learn lessons from those events in order to better predict what's going to happen in the future.
You were a major team player on the ground after the Indian Ocean tsunami broke in 2004. Can you share this experience with us?
The 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami was a real game changer. It affected Indonesia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, India, and even all the way across the Indian Ocean. It was so big that it was of surprise to many. However, there is evidence that it's happened in the past. And that's the sort of thing that makes me feel quite sad. When we're doing research on the coast and we realize that we should have had forewarning for this event. And the same can be said for the Tohoku 2011 tsunami and some of the typhoons we've experienced. We've experienced these in the past. So we have to learn from these events in the past in order to better prepare for the future.
Where were you after the 2004 tsunami hit? Were you in the field, on the ground? I can imagine it must have been a very stressful time.
So I was in India after the 2004 tsunami, working with trying to look at the rehabilitation efforts, but also trying to work out what exactly happened. What happened when the tsunami came on shore? 2004 gave us a tremendous opportunity to learn a lot more about tsunami dynamics and what happens when a tsunami is 10 meters high, what happens when a tsunami is 5 meters high, what happens when a tsunami is 2 meters high. We had a variety of sites around the Indian Ocean that allowed us to really gain significant insights into what happens when a tsunami hits the coast. And that allows us to be better prepared for the next one.
How does this information help town planning, engineers, architects, and local governments in the region be better prepared for future scenarios?
Well, some of the work we do is to look at recurrence intervals. So how often do these events occur? Do they occur once every 100 years? Do they occur once every 500 years? And that's very important information for coastal planners and people that are building big infrastructure projects. But also for policy, you need to make sure that people are moving away from the coast if you're in an area that is a known hazard. And we have to try and address these things across the whole region. So we make regional models, for example, for tsunamis. So we're able to model the potential tsunami faced by any sort of port or infrastructure or tourism development around the South China Sea. We work with typhoon models to look at trying to work out what would happen if a typhoon was to hit a particular community. And you can use this sort of information to inform evacuation plans, to inform long-term coastal planning, and to make the communities of Southeast Asia safer in terms of living at the coast where people do want to live, and make sure that they have every opportunity to live there as safely as possible.
Adam, this sounds like pretty critical work you're undertaking in the region at the Earth Observatory of Singapore.
It's a fascinating opportunity. You know, at Southeast Asia, there's so much to do. The coastlines of Southeast Asia are truly immense. And we really only scratch the surface on what we can do and what we can offer to the coastal communities throughout Southeast Asia. As we head towards 2050, I think the most immediate threat comes from sea level rise. There are so many vulnerable communities throughout Southeast Asia, in the low-lying delta regions, millions of people that are likely to be impacted by 2050 in terms of sea level rise, and as it continues to rise towards 2100.
What fascinates and interests you and your group to work in such remote locations around the region?
One of the reasons I'm based in Southeast Asia is there's just so much to do. You know, there is tsunamis, there is typhoons, there is rising sea levels. You know, we may be a long way from the ice sheets, but we are certainly going to feel above average rates of sea level rise for the next 50 to 100 years. So how do we address that? And we have some of the most vulnerable communities on the planet in Southeast Asia. And so that's what really drives me and my group to get out there and try and address some of these issues.
Last words. So, what's the big takeout from your podcast that you want people to take away with them, discuss, research further, or check out the work of the Earth Observatory of Singapore?
Listen to your scientists. And if you're a coastal engineer or a policy person or a planner and you need help, reach out to scientists and ask a question, because we're always interested in questions. Scientists, by their very nature, are inquisitive people. And so queries from people in policy and engineering are always fascinating, and you get a real different perspective on what sort of contributions you could make as a scientist. So that would be my main point. My group aims to be at the forefront of capacity building and education. We want people to be safer in coastal communities, and to do that, we have to train the next generation of scientists in terms of understanding of storm surges and tsunamis and sea level rise and the threats that they pose to the communities that are emerging in this area. Climate change will be one of the most prominent challenges that Southeast Asia and the countries in Southeast Asia face over the next 50 years.
Many thanks to Principal Investigator Adam Switzer, who joined us today from the Earth Observatory of Singapore to talk about coastal hazards, tsunamis, typhoons, and sea level rise in Southeast Asia. You can also catch Climate Impact Asia and the documentary series coming soon on CuriosityStream.